Well, I'd like to start with
a story for all ages. Are there any children or young folks that would like to come join me at the front here to help me out with this story? Maybe some shy ones? So the story I would like to tell is about music in Brazil, because Brazilian music is some of my favorite music in the entire world. And part of why I like Brazilian music so much is that there are a lot of different groups of people that have lived together in Brazil for a very long time. And over the years, these different groups, each with their own different styles, have learned to work together to create new styles of music unlike any other part of the world. And so what I'd like to do is tell you the story of two of these groups of people in Brazil. So everyone on this half of the room, you all are going to be the Portuguese from Europe. Can you say that? And everyone on this half are going to be the Yoruba from Africa. Can you say that? So these two groups of people have lived together in Brazil for a very long time. But when they first came to Brazil, they listened to and played very different kinds of music. The Portuguese from Europe, of course, really liked European music. And in Europe, people were really interested in how different notes sound when you play them all at the same time or one after another. And that's called harmony. So I'm going to teach you a song that sounds maybe a little bit like what the Portuguese might have first sang when they first came to Brazil so long ago. So your song goes like this. You can repeat after me. It goes, do, sol, fa, mi.
Do, sol, fa, mi.
Do, sol, fa, mi, fa, mi, re.
Do, sol, fa, mi, fa, mi, re.
And then do, sol, fa, mi, re, sol, do.
Do, sol, fa, mi, re, sol, do.
One more time.
Do, sol, fa, mi, re, sol, do.
And they were so interested in harmony and the purpose of each note in Europe that they named each note. Like, so that when you were teaching music to a beginner, you would know the exact purpose of each note that was being sung. And so that's why they're named that way. And the song that we've sang sounds like the most basic skeleton of a lot of European music, because like a lot of European music, it starts out on the one, it goes up to the dominant five, finishes the triad on the third, up to the subdominant four, and finishes with a standard 2-5-1. Is that right, Jed?
Right.
Maybe we'll cover that in another service. The Yoruba from Africa, though, listened to very different kinds of music when they first came to Brazil. The Yoruba came from West Africa, and in West Africa, people were much more interested in when you played the notes. Did you play them in groups together? Were they spread out? Were they fast or slow? When you play the notes is, of course, called rhythm. And so your song is going to go like this. You're going to sing, doo-doom, doo-doom, doom-doom, doom, doo-doom, doo-doom, doom-doom, doom. Doo-doom, doo-doom, doom-doom, doom. Doo-doom, doo-doom, doom-doom. Perfect. But the Yoruba were also very interested not just in how music sounded in our ears or in our heads when we listened to it or what we thought about it, but they were interested in how music felt in their bodies and how the drumming and the singing interacted with the people who were dancing and moving to the music and what it felt like in their bodies to make music. So we're going to add our bodies and we're going to go like this. Doo-doom, doo-doom, doom-doom, doom. One more time. Beautiful. So we have these two groups of people living together with very different kinds of music that they each like. And both of the kinds of music were pretty good, but there was still a problem. And the problem was that the Portuguese, who had all of the money and all of the land and all of the power in the country, didn't really like the Yoruba. And they didn't think their music was any good, and they didn't think anything they did was any good. And sometimes they were so mean to the Yoruba, and because they had all the power, they would say to them, Yoruba, you can't play your music. Can you say that to them? If you don't help me out, then that's the end of the story. We don't get to learn what happens. Say, Yoruba, you can't play your music. I've never actually had a congregation music. Bless you. But the Yoruba, knew how important it was for them to play their music and how important it was for the way they built relationships with their neighbors and with their family and their sense of who they were and their culture and the strength that it gave them. And so they said, "We're going to play our music anyway." Can you say that to them? See, they sounded a lot more convinced. And so even though the Portuguese tried to stop them, they made it illegal to play their music, they tried to arrest them, they were mean to them, the Yoruba knew how important it was, and they kept on playing their music anyway, and they kept their music alive. And eventually, some things started to change a little bit. Are there any Portuguese that think the Yoruba have an okay song too? That their song's all right, some of you? Are there any Yoruba that think the Portuguese have an okay song? Some not? That's how it happened. So there were some people that, even though almost everybody in their group didn't want to listen to the people that were different from them, there were some people that went against the grain, just a few radicals who wanted to do something different and wanted to listen to the people that were different from them, wanted to talk with them, and try to change the way things were. Some of those people happened to be musicians. And they got together with the musicians from the other group and they said, "Let's take some of your ideas and some of our ideas and see what can happen." That's much less musical than what I was hoping we would create. And so they took some of the best ideas from each group and they put it together and they listened to how that sounded. Portuguese, do you still remember your song? No. It was about 200 years ago in the story. I'll sing it once and then you can sing it with me. It goes, "Do, sol, fa, mi, re, sol, do. Do, sol, fa, mi, re, sol, do." Keep going. "Do, sol, fa, mi, re, sol, do." Keep it up. Do, 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 do. And then they came up with new instruments, new ways of playing old instruments. So, 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 all these different groups of people living together in Brazil came up with the best ideas that each of them had and worked together to create a style and all kinds of styles of music that doesn't exist anywhere else in the world, and that's part of why I love Brazilian music so much. It's also a little bit of what our service is about today. And what we're going to talk about today is how music doesn't necessarily make us better people. It doesn't automatically instill better values or give us better ideas, but music can help us create the communities and build relationships with the people around us where we can find the strength and the support to go out into the world and act on our values and change the way things are. So thank you for helping me with my story. And you all can go back to your seats now if you would like.